everybody. This is Stephen St. Clair.
Sadie K. Frazier.
And we're talking to you from the road today. Now, I promised last night that we would do one from every state, but this is actually a perfect opportunity to tell you that we actually missed Indiana. Indiana was full of construction and stops and turns and speed up, slow downs, and we actually got diverted because we missed our exit to get onto I-70 East. And I thought, you know what, this is a perfect time to talk a little bit more about life and the stress that is called that. What do you think, Sadie?
Yes.
Now the funny part is, Sadie normally drives, and I drove through that whole thing, and despite getting turned around, we made it, and Sadie said afterwards, she goes, "Boy, I'm glad you were driving." And I said, me too. Because, you know, I needed, in some ways, I needed to prove to her that I could get us through and she would be okay in the end. And I think a lot of times in life we run across scenarios where you need a teammate you can rely on. And her and I drive differently as far as how we drive. And
like you ride other people's butts?
Sometimes. But here we are. We made it through the entire state of Indiana. And I'll tell you what, there's more of Indiana in construction, road-wise, than not in construction.
We didn't even realize. We all of a sudden drove under the sign. You're like, oh, take a picture of that. What's that sign? We passed into Ohio already.
And then I'm like, uh-oh, we forgot to do a podcast. So that's when I said, you know what, we're going to combine them. We'll call it the Indiana-Ohio Special.
Yeah.
And really, it's just about the road construction of life. There are going to be things that you come upon or that happen that just throw you off course. And whether you're by yourself or you have someone or lots of someone's in your life that can help you get back on the course of life, you got to do what you got to do to hold fast. And, you know.
Very true.
Hey,
we're passing Sinclair College.
Oh, is it Sinclair?
Uh-huh.
Oh. It's not where I got my education from, though.
No.
What's that? It's a church. You know, it's amazing when you're on the road just exactly how many things you would see. Like, growing up as a kid, when I lived in Missouri, we'd go back home to Colorado to visit. And it's funny as your perspective changes growing up. Like, when I was a kid, and probably still is, Kansas is very flat, very boring, but the closer you got to Colorado, it started getting hilly, rocky, and a little mountainous, and then it's in your face. Again, a lot like things in life. Sometimes you can be smooth sailing, nothing going on, and all of a sudden a mountain is in front of you, and then you're left with asking, how do I get through this? How do I get around or over or through this mountain? Sometimes you just have to stop and let it go around you. You know, what was the scripture you just said the other day about moving?
Yep.
Having faith enough to move mountains.
Or asking that the mountain be moved because it's too big for you to go through.
I think, honestly, that was probably... I think one could probably look at that as... what's the right word I'm thinking of here? A story or...
A parable?
Parable.
Metaphor.
There you go. Metaphor. I'm gonna ask you, the listener, what is your mountain that you're going through right now? Or even a foothill, or a pothole, or a valley? Or are you in a straight, steady path? Are you on the ocean? Are you going through turbulent waters? Or I guess the bigger question is, do you have someone with you to help you go through it? Or are you doing it by yourself? And if you're doing it by yourself, you don't really have to. You just got to know where to look to ask. And if you don't know where to look to ask, you'll figure it out. I have no doubt. and on the World Wide Web. There are resources abound. You figure it out.
Never be ashamed to ask for help when it's too much either. Right now we're facing a mountain in our own life, and I can guarantee when we get back home from this vacation, there will be some therapy involved. And I'm not ashamed to admit that I think we're going to need that to get through this mountain. So I think it will help everyone involved.
In the meantime, pull up your favorite travel playlist, crank on some good songs. We're in the middle of Ohio heading towards Columbus.
Yep.
And we've never been this way. It's beautiful country. And I hope you weren't just pointing at me to go somewhere.
No, major.
Oh, yeah. Oh, was that one of the ones we're going to stop at?
No.
Okay. Now that you said, I'm glad I have my wife as my co-pilot, because I forget. I would have forgotten certain things. But I think we both take turns remembering or forgetting, or it's good to have a co-pilot. So
I don't know what I'd do without you, that's for sure.
Coming to you from eastbound I-70, middle of Columbus. Anything you want to add, Sadie?
Not really at this point. We just wanted to do a quick check-in and let you know where we were at.
69 miles.
Yep, 69 miles to our end destination today. We've got a lot of stuff planned. We got a North Market Momogar is what we're having for dinner. And
we have the whole market for dinner.
Yeah, we're staying in a German village in a book loft, and I literally can't wait to get lost in the bookstore. And part of me can't wait to climb into bed tonight and hopefully sleep. And I'm having nothing tonight that might affect that.
You're doing good so far.
Yeah.
You and I both are.
Yep.
I haven't driven this continuous for
24 years.
Ever.
Yeah. That's not true. You did when we were first together.
Yeah, I drove everywhere.
It's been a while.
All right. I'm going to end it here. Just remember, people, you are not ever alone. You just have to have strength enough, courage enough to put one foot in front of the other. And believe me when I say you can do it, you can get through it. There are resources available, friends, family, maybe not even friends and family, maybe a stranger. Maybe a stranger is what pulls you through.
Very true.
But just remember, like the parable, Footprints in the Sand, someone at some point will carry you. Just keep on swimming.
That's right.
From the I-70 East Corridor in Ohio, this is Stephen St. Clair.
Sadie K. Frazier. See you on the flip side.
Peace out.